There is seemingly no controversial aspect to this brand new women-only health club in the upscale Parisian suburb of Les Rancies. Fire and security officials have confirmed the gym meets all safety codes, and an eager young couple has worked hard to make their new business a success. But the owners say that once the town's right-wing mayor discovered they were Muslims, he's tried to shut down their business in order to keep his suburb Muslim-free. French media has taken notice of what appears to be a one-sided case of discrimination.
When the mayor saw me and my beard, that's when our problem started. What else can I say? He asked us to change our name, which is Arabic for my sister. He said my wife should not wear hijab while working at the reception. When we refused, their complaints grew to the point where the problem is we are not providing parking.
For many, this is a perfect case of Islamophobia, because there is no religious aspect to this story. The gym happily serves clients of all races and beliefs with no restrictions whatsoever. The only problem appears to be that the owners are openly Muslim.
A hijab is a piece of cloth on a person's head. It doesn't prevent someone from thinking or being kind or communicating with others in any way. This is my wife's religion, and there's no law forbidding her from wearing hijab in a private business.
Islamophobia is also a political invention. The mayor has an election next spring, and many believe he is trying to ruin the lives of two innocent people in order to win the conservative vote in this bourgeois suburb. But there's a deeper political message as well. Les Rancies is telling those in nearby Muslim-majority suburbs, you are not welcome to move here.
I don't know the people of this town yet, but if the mayor shuts us down, how will people here ever get a chance to meet Muslims? And how appealing is it for a Muslim to rent an apartment or buy a house with a mayor like this? They wouldn't feel at ease.
They say there is no such thing as bad publicity, but the owners have had their grand opening clouded with unfair concerns that being Muslim has attracted them powerful enemies who are still pushing to shut down their business. For many Muslims in France, such thinly veiled acts of Islamophobia may be routine, but they are increasingly less tolerant of such harassment. Many analysts say the hardest step may be convincing the average French citizen that their strict idea of secularism is so often and so easily used as a tool for discrimination and exclusion. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, the Parisian suburb of Les Rancies.